And here's today's news from Public Sector Executive on Tuesday the 16th of April 2024. Crown Commercial Service has announced that taxpayers saved billions of pounds in the last year, with the agency celebrating its 10-year anniversary. Over the course of 2022-23, more than £3.8 billion worth of taxpayer money was saved thanks to the work of CCS, with the number of approved suppliers on commercial agreements increasing to more than 10,000. As part of this 88% growth since 2014, 7,500 of those suppliers are SMEs. Simon Say, CEO of CCS, said that the organisation is still on a journey of changing and evolving. The Scottish Government has confirmed that the economic activity generated through public spending reached more than £13 billion across 2021-22. According to the fifth annual report into procurement activity, £16 billion was spent by the nation's public sector, with £8.9 billion of this being spent in Scotland. This also contributed £7.5 billion to Scotland's GDP over the same period. With public sector organisations required to consider opportunities to bring environmental, economic and social benefits through their spending, the report was able to find that suppliers within the local area of the purchasing organisation benefited from £3.8 billion of the spend. The Department for Work and Pensions, alongside the Department of Health and Social Care, has announced a new innovation fund that will support reforms to occupational health services. Coming as part of a boost to economic activity by tackling in-work sickness, the new Small Business Research Initiative will allocate a share of £1.5 million to five projects as they look to develop new ways that occupational health services can be improved. If successful, these projects will then be scaled up and made available to small businesses to ensure they can keep their employees in work. Health and Social Care Minister Helen Whatley said a healthy economy depends on a healthy workforce. And that's the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin, and check out our website, publicsectorexecutive.com.